Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
Community-supported agriculture has become hugely popular in many urban areas. Farmers sell shares, and the dividend is a weekly supply of fresh veg. The charm of CSAs, as they're called, is not just the fresh local food. Many also give their shareholders the chance to visit the farm and see where their zucchini and onions and collards grow. One CSA in Massachusetts offers a rare treat, the chance to meet your meat. That's right, Chestnut Farms in Hardwick, the state's first meat CSA, holds regular open barn events. Living on Earth's Lisa Song went along and brings us this sound portrait.
I'm Kim, and that's my husband, Rich, and we own and operate Chestnut Farms, and we raise all our animals in a humane and sustainable way. We're about much more than just putting a hamburger on your table. By connecting with people and helping them come out and see and pat a pig, hold a chicken, see what's involved, I think there's a better appreciation. We don't name the ones that we eat. When we were first starting and we would do cows for ourselves, and our three children were younger, we would call the cows Din Din 1, Din Din 2, Din Din 3, so that it was really clear that it was going to be Din Din. And I find that the kids are very sanguine about it, and the kids are fine if they know you're raising an animal to eat. It's the moms, particularly, that have a little stress. So you can see her, she's a little full right now. You can see her, what a nice bum she's got, and that's the hams, and that's what you look for, as well as a long back, which is more pork chops. More pork chops. You're a good girl.
And tell me your name.
Sam.
And what do you do on the farm?
We raise the chickens. We have two kinds of eggs. We have Arizona eggs, which are blue, and Rhode Island reds and Comet's eggs are red. And the difference between them are Arizona eggs are supposed to be more healthy and stronger. That's the blue eggs. And the other kind is just the regular eggs.
My name is Marlisa Wise, and I'm the daughter of the owners and founders of Chestnut Farms. All of our animals are naturally raised, hormone-free, grass-fed. I mean, we're standing looking next to the fields right now, and you can see that all those calves that are out with their mothers right now, if they were on a conventional farm, would have been pulled away only days after having been born. And here we let them nurse until they wean naturally around, you know, 6-8 months. And a lot of people sort of don't want to look at the animal that they are going to eat as a steak or a hamburger later. But for us, and I think for a lot of our members, it's really important to know that the meat that you're eating and consuming is coming from a humane place, that it lives a good, long life, that it's treated with respect, and that the land is being treated with respect.
Living on Earth's Lisa Song created that audio postcard of the inhabitants of Chestnut Farm in Hardwick, Massachusetts. For pictures, go to our website, loe.org.
Beep, 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 beep. Said a chick in the barnyard pen. Quack, quack, said the duck, won't you let me in? Cluck, 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 said the little red hen. Let's boogie in the barnyard.
Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Belinsky, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Shriskandaraja, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins, Marilyn Gavoni, and Sammy Souza.
And today we bid a sad farewell to our stellar interns, Annie Glosser and Lisa Song. We expect great things of you both, and we wish you both the best of luck. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Learish-Dean composed our themes. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Jeff Young.
And I'm Steve Kerwood. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. The Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs around the world. Uncommon heroes dedicated to the common good. Learn more at skoll.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, socially and environmentally sustainable investing. Pax World for tomorrow. On the web at paxworld.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.